This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Services. This is Jerisha. How can I assist you?
Hi, Jerisha. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
Great. This is Savannah calling on behalf of XPO. Can I give you the FMS number, please?
Bear with me a second. FMS has not been our friend today.
It's okay. Hey, well,
I'm trying to get it to load.
I understand.
It's thinking for me.
It's too close to the weekend. The sun is out.
Right.
I don't think anything wants to work.
Mm-mm.
Not even the electronics. They can feel it
mm-hmm.
in the air.
It's giving me issues now. It's like thinking. Hold on, let me try this. And
it's been overworked. They said that they've been overworked.
Today isn't too bad, but for some reason, all the Let's see. I can pull it up in a different system. Wait, it don't even want me to go here? What's the client's phone number? You don't mind?
Ooh, let's see. Oh, yes. I just attempted to call her. It's 843-662-4214.
Thank you. Sorry. Yes, FMS
ma'am.
Is not working for me to get the FMS number.
That's fine. Do you mind spelling your name for me while I wait?
Yeah. It's D as in David. A R E I S H A.
All right, Darisha.
Why is nothing pulling up for her? But her name is. Let me try it this way. Julia. B U Y C K. And 29501. Okay. Confirm the client's name and address for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's Julia Buck, 1439 Cherokee Road, Florence, South Carolina, 29501.
Thank you for confirming for me. And you gave me the phone number, and her name is Julia Buck at AOL.com. How can I help you with this client?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to call and update you guys and make y'all aware that our tech Melanie is currently out at the house. She has called in a not at home to begin the process. I attempted to call the customer and didn't get an answer, so I did leave them a voicemail informing them that the tech was at the home to complete this install, and she would wait 15 minutes before leaving the site. So I just wanted to call and update you and make y'all aware and hopes that maybe y'all can reach the customer or she'll reach back out to y'all soon to get this rescheduled.
Okay. Is the installer still there or they've already moved on?
Let's see. Is it 15 after yet? Nope. They're still there for about 5 more minutes.
Okay. Let me reach out to the client. Hold on a second for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. Sorry about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if they called that client and let them know that they were running late? Because I just noticed it was a 701, too. That's probably why she's not there. But that's fine. Let me give you a case number because I called her and left her message as well.
Okay.
And just apologize about the delay and let them know that they'll leave at 4:15.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I do apologize. I didn't realize that, so my apologies.
Okay. I was looking at the time. I'm like, why is they not there? And I was like, oh, it's 7:01. She could be gone. Okay. It is 287.
Yes, ma'am.
16.
What's that?
20.
I'm sorry.
287.
Okay.
616.
616.
205.
All right. I've got 287-616-205. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Doresha, I appreciate your help for that.
No problem. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your